You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship, and we are located in Port St. Lucie, Florida. The address is 2865 Brighton Street, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. Our Sunday school starts at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. Our morning service starts at 11 a.m. on Sunday morning. And Wednesday night, we do have our Bible study at 7:30 p.m. And if you would like to attend our Bible study, please give us me a call at 561-718-2361. And we'll be more than happy to make arrangements for you to come and study with us and lift up the name of Jesus and learn, because we do teach the Bible. We do teach from the Word of God. We always shall and will always teach nothing but the Word of God. And that's why this show is called The True Word of God. It's not what I say. It's not what you say. It's not what you think. It's not your opinion. It's not my opinion. But it is the Word of God. And that's what we live by, and that's what we go by. And this is how we're going to get into the kingdom of God, is by the Word of God. It takes the Word of God to heal us. It takes the Word of God to deliver us. Nothing but the Word of God. And if you are in a situation, if you want to get out of that situation, you need the Word of God. Amen. And our motto at First Church Fivefold Fellowship is, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I don't care what my enemy says. I don't care what my enemy does. He cannot, he shall not, and he will not stake, steal, or try to destroy the joy that the Lord has given me. Because this joy that I have, the world did not give it to me. And whatever the Lord give me, guess what? It is permanent. Oh, yes, it is. It is permanent. God, all the glory, and lift up the name of Jesus. There is nothing like it. Amen. Amen. I am a big supporter of our youth. I believe that we need to train our youth. We need to set our youth up so that when we are not longer, when we leave this world, somebody have to take over the church. And every third Sunday at First Church Fivefold Fellowship, we have a youth day. And we make way for the youth to preach and to teach and to minister however God leave them. Amen. And I encourage every leader out there, if you got youth in your church, give them an opportunity. You may be surprised of what you have in your church. You may be surprised. The apostles and the prophets and the pastors and the teachers and the evangelists that you may have sitting in your church, but yet you will not give them room or give them an opportunity so that God can use them. Who says that you have to be old to preach the Word of God? Oh, come on, somebody. All you have to do is have a willing heart and be ready and able to do what God has called you to do. Amen. So the United Worship Dancers, they are doing their car wash today. Please go by and support them. Try to keep our youth in the church and get them out of the street and keep them away from the game and everything else that they are being distracted from coming into the house of God, of the Lord. Amen. So today we're going to continue with the cross. And I know that some said that Jesus went to the cross for our sins. But if you look at the scripture real closely, you will see the real reason why Jesus went to the cross. It was not because of our sin. If you want to know the real reason, let's look at John chapter 19, and we'll look at verse 5 through 7. And it says, then Jesus came forth wearing the crowns of thorns, their purple robe. And Pilate said unto them, behold the man. And when the chief priests, therefore, and the officers saw him, they cried out, crucify him, crucify him. And Pilate said unto them, take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in this man. So whatever they were trying to do, whatever reason they were trying to get Jesus crucified, when he went to the judgment seat, Pontius Pilate said, I don't care what you say, but I can't find nothing wrong with this man. I can't find anything that is wrong. No deceit, it was found in his mouth. No lies, no nothing. I can't find nothing wrong. So in a sense, he was kind of questioning that, why you want to crucify him if you can't find nothing wrong? This is an innocent man. Why are you so hostile towards this man? Why are you so ready to just take his life? Why? And it goes on to verse 7 says, and the Jews answered him, we have a law, and by our law, he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. He made himself the Son of God. So now we find out the real reason why Jesus was being nailed to the cross. Because Jesus said that he was the Son of God. And that made the Jews real angry. And they wanted his blood. Because the Jews said that he had made himself the Son of God. In this case, Jesus ought to die according to their law. And that law that they told Pilate, they based it on the law in the Old Testament. In Leviticus chapter 24 and verse 16, and it says that he that blasphemeth the name of the Lord, shall he shall surely be put to death, and all the congregation shall certainly stone him, as well the strangers and he that's born in the land. When he blasphemes the name of the Lord, he shall be put to death. And this is the law, a commandment that God had set forth, that whoever blasphemes the name of the Lord shall surely be put to death. In Exodus chapter 20 and verse 7, it says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord God in vain. For the Lord would not hold him guiltless that take his name in vain. Amen. Just because Jesus said he was the Son of God, and which he was telling the truth, but yet because of their hatred, because of their disobedience, because of their blindness of their eyes, because they thought that Jesus was not the Messiah that they was looking for, because they said that he blasphemed against the name of God. He took the name of God in vain, that he shall surely die, that we need to crucify him, that we need to take him out and take his life and stone him out, nail him to the cross. Amen. So this is the reason why Jesus was nailed to the cross, because he said that he is the Son of God. So they were saying, how can you be the Son of God? And when we know that you was a man, we know your mother and your father, we know when you was born, we know that you are a carpenter. How can you make such claim as this? How can you dare open your mouth and say that you are the Son of God? We don't believe you that is the Son of God. But the problem that I have with the Jews is if they read the Old Testament and it was prophesied that Messiah would come, will be born of a virgin. Come on, somebody. And all this came to pass. But why they had such a problem with Jesus Christ? Why did they have such a hard time believing that he was the Messiah? Why didn't they accept him as the Messiah? Now, according to the word of God, that we know that Jesus Christ had to suffer and go through what he had to go through according to the word of God. So the word of God was being fulfilled in every way that we can imagine. Although Pontius Pilate was sought ways to release Jesus, but the Jews made another case against Jesus. And when the Jews cried out to Pilate saying, if you let this man go, you are not a friend of Caesar. Because who have him made himself a king speak against Caesar? And you can find that in John 19 and 12. And this was another attempt to make sure that they crucified Jesus. They wanted no excuse that Jesus will be let go because of the anger that they had against this man, because of what he said, that he was the Son of God. I know some people say if you wear a cross, you know, you're supposed to wear a cross, a cross with Jesus on it, that's tattoo. But the cross to me, it reminds me, that's why I wear one, because it reminds me of what my Savior done for me. It lets me know that he died and he shed his blood just for me. And I like to keep that reminder on me everywhere I go, just in case I'm getting ready to get in some situation or do something that's disobedient against the commandments of God. And that cross, it reminds me that I need to live righteous and I need to live holy before the true and living God. It keeps me aware of who I am. It keeps me aware of who Jesus was and what he did for me and how he suffered for my sake. And it keeps me humble when I get that reminder, because sometimes we forget where we are going. Sometimes we forget whose we are. Sometimes we forget that somebody shed it, somebody died, somebody was a good friend of mine that was able to lay down his life just for me. So that cross reminds me of who and where I must go. It reminds me of my future when I look at that cross. But when you look at the cross, the work was almost completed. One of the completed works was salvation. And at the cross, it's the third time that God gave his people the way of salvation. The first time, as we know, was at the Red Sea, when God dried up and parted the water to provide salvation for his people who was fleeing from Egypt. The second time was with Joshua, when God dried up the Jordan River, that the priest which bare the ark stood in the midst of the Jordan River as God dried it up so that all those people could cross the Jordan when God had drove out all their enemies. And the priest stayed in that spot until everything was finished. And you can find that in Joshua 4 and 10. The cross, come on somebody, is the third and the final time for man's salvation. Now Jesus is your priest at the cross, and he's standing in the midst of your Jordan River. He is standing there until you cross the river. Your Jordan is dried up. All you got to do is just cross to the other side. When you cross to the other side, it is finished. When Jesus said it is finished, the way of salvation was made. Come on, somebody. I know you may be going through some trials and tribulation. I know maybe you may think that you are being drowning in your river. But I'm here to tell somebody right now that Jesus Christ is standing in the middle of your Jordan River. All you got to do is get over to the other side. Whatever you're going through, come on, somebody. We got to just go through it. Whenever you go through a storm, all you do is continue to travel through the storm until you get to the other side. It may look dark, it may be bleak, but whatever you go through, just continue to go through, and knowing that Jesus Christ is standing in the midst of your joy. That means that Jesus Christ is with you wherever you go. No matter what situation that you get in, Jesus Christ is with you. And another work at the cross is in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whom stripe you were healed. Now, we need to understand that Jesus took our sins, took my sins and took your sins, took the sins of your mother, your father, your grandfather, your grandmother. He took the sins of the whole world, and the sins was bared into his own body, because we was being dead. We being dead to sin. So now God took a dead person and made us alive for the second time. The first time when he created man and he blew breath into his clay body, then man became alive. But yet when Adam sinned, we were spiritually dead. We were spiritually separated from God. Oh, could I help somebody this morning? But us by being dead, now Jesus Christ took that sin, took your wrongdoing, and laid it upon his body so that we shall live unto righteousness, so that we may have righteousness. So he is the bread of life. He is the doorway. He is the one that reconciled our relationship back unto the Father. He was the bridge that was made. He is the only way that we can get to the Father. There's no other way that you can get to God unless you go through Jesus Christ. All roads don't lead to heaven. I hate to break somebody's bubble. All roads. There ain't but one way that you can get there, and that is through Jesus Christ. So now, what we need to understand, why he was on the cross. And listen what the word of God said. By whom stripes you were healed. For you even got sick, your healing was there. Before the doctor pronounced that you had cancer, a diabetes, a high blood pressure, or you had a stroke, or you had an aneurysm, whatever the case may be, even a heart attack, you was already healed on the day that he was nailed to the cross. And all we have to do is receive our healing, knowing that we're healed. We need to learn how to speak healing on our own body. We need to be able to speak and know that no matter what I go through, guess what? I am already healed because the penalty has already been paid. The way has already been made so that we are healed. You need to be able to receive and know that you are healed. I don't care what you're going through right now. I don't care what the doctors say. I don't care what kind of x-ray they show you. I don't care what kind of medication that you got to take. But you got to know and put it in your mind and have the right attitude that you are already healed. You need to get out of that bed of affliction. You need to come out of them wheelchairs. You need to throw them crushes down. You need to know that you are already healed. Receive it, because Jesus said that I already paid the price for your healing. All we got to do is say, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. I don't care what your body go through. I don't care what kind of pain that that racked in your body. But if you say that you are healed, you are healed. You ever notice when Jesus healed somebody, he said that your faith has made you whole? Is it your faith? Is your faith? If your faith, you got to have faith. You got to believe it, that it's already done before it's done. Amen. You got to see it. You got to know that you are healed. Receive that healing right now in the name of Jesus. And let me tell you what else Jesus did to sin. Jesus took the power of sin that caused us to stray constantly as sheep. Oh, come on now. Number two, Jesus took the power of sin that required death and gave us new life for the deliverance. I thank God for the blood of Jesus. I thank God that now death can't hold me. Death have no victory over me. The grave can't keep me. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm trying to tell somebody. We as Christians need to understand that death have no power over us. I know if I lay down, I know that I'm going to get up. How that I know that? Because Jesus Christ went through the same process, the same transition as a dying process, but yet he got up on the third day. So that means that I'm going to rise on the third day. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to tell you, death is not the end. I don't care what the world say. I don't care how they say that when you're dead, but that's not the end. We got to understand as Christians, that is nothing but the beginning of our life for eternal life. And this is what we are seeking. This is what we are going through. And this is what we are looking for. We are looking for eternal life, and gave us new life for deliverance. He gave me a new chance. He gave me a new life. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. And Jesus took the power of sin that was quite an ongoing care of a great shepherd and overseer. Jesus Christ bared your sin on the cross, but you must take him up on the offer. If you turn to him, you will be delivered from the penalty of sin, which God justly must impose. The power of sin is so great that we cannot be delivered from it by promises to turn over a new leaf or by sheer willpower. There has to be a death of the old man toward sin, that we may live unto righteousness. And there is a song about the cross. And it says, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. Now I am happy all the day. Was it for the crime that I have done? He suffered on the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, love beyond degree. At the cross where I first saw the light, the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. But the drop of grief can never repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away until all that I can do. We got to understand that the cross is the place where all wounds of sin are healed. Keeping the cross of Christ center will protect you from the many winds of false doctrine that's blowing in our day. What keeps us from grazing upon the cross? What keeps us from having the cross at the center of our lives? Through the death of Christ on the cross, those who turn to him will be delivered from the penalty of sin. At the cross, as we look, as we are to gaze on his wounds as he hung, we see his blood as he died. We see the price offered by the Redeemer. Touch the scars of the resurrection. He bowed his head as if to kiss you. His heart is made bare open as it was in love to you. His arms are extended that he may embrace you. His whole body is displayed for the Redeemer. Ponder how great these things are. Let this be a rightly weighted in your mind. As Jesus was once fixed to the cross in every part of his body, so he may now be fixed in every part of your soul. Many indeed are wonderful happenings on that time. God's Son hung from the cross. The sun made dark and again flamed out. For it was fitting that the creation should mourn with the Creator. And the temple veil ripped. The blood and the water flowed from his side, as one as from a man and the other as was above the man. The earth shook, the rock shattered because of the rock. The dead raised to bear witness to the final resurrection of the dead. This is the reason why we should keep the cross at the center of our lives. It is the cross where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away. Amen. We need to be able to keep the cross. Keep the cross and knowing that the cross is where the work, knowing when Jesus said it was finished, that he had allowed us to come on to the other side. He done what needed to be done. Because of the word of God says that he will suffer and die just for you. And knowing that if you take up his offering, and if you are turned to him and give your life to Christ, and if you are delivered from the penalty of sin, just remember that what you supposed had went through, Jesus Christ took it upon himself. And he took our sin and he bared it in his own body. And the reason why Jesus went to the cross, because he said that he was the Son of God. And that angry a lot of church folks will make it so bad. I'm talking about the Jews, the Pharisees and the Sadducees that supposed had been, come on somebody, the leaders in the church and in the community. But yet, for some reason or another, they did not believe the word of God. So once again, if you need your car wash, United Worship Dancers of First Church 5-4 Fellowship are doing a car wash fundraiser this morning at the Sonics in Fort Pills, Florida. They are located behind the racetrack gas station at the corner of Jennings Road and Okeechobee. They are asking for your support this morning. And go by and get your car washed. Amen. This is the true word of God. And we know that if we keep the center and we keep the cross in our life, and you can't go wrong, if you just accept the offer what God has sent you, and that his Son, Jesus Christ, that he died and he hung and he bled just for me and you, took all our sins. So we need to be able to look at the cross where I first saw the light. And then let all your burdens be lifted away. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship, along with my lovely wife, Pastor Apostle Betty Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship. We are located at 2865 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And give us a call at 561-718-2361. Come on, here we go. We get ready to leave. Ready to say our motto. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God. Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.